The Gemara in Daf Yizayin and Beis and Rosh Hashanah discusses the ending of the Gemara Midas Arachmim, and the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the Gemara Midas to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told him, he promised him that Kol Zman Shisol Chaitim, whenever Klai Yisrael is Chaitim, Yasu Lefanika Seder Hazeh, they should follow this Seder exactly of the Gemara Midas Arachmim, Vani Meichelem, and I will be Meichelem. Now the question is, what exactly are the Gemara Midas Arachmim? That is not so simple. It's a big machlekes among the Rishonim and Achrenim. So Taisus over here says the Pashtus, which is that the Yigamu Midas Arachimim start with Hashem. Hashem, Hashem are the first two Midas Arachimim. So it's Hashem, Hashem, Kalachim, Lechanon. Hashem, Hashem are the first two of the Yigamu Midas Arachimim. The Gra, in his Pirish and Shir Shirim, and elsewhere, he is Chaylik, he argues on him, and he says that Hashem, Hashem is not part of the Yigamu Midas Arachimim. That's sort of the introduction. The first Midah of the Yigamu Midas Arachimim is the Midah of Kel. That is the first Midah. Hashem, Hashem is just a Hakdama. I want to be mazer what the hechech of the Gra is, where he's coming from, why he learns that the midas start from Kel and not from Hashem Hashem. I think his ikar hechech is probably coming from Taras HaNister, but I'll be Taras HaNigla. I just want to say a svara to be mazer where the Gra is coming from. So the Nodi Behuda has a very nice kasha on the Shitas HaTaisis. The Gimel Midas Arachimim start with the Midah of Hashem Hashem. He says, how is it possible that Hashem Hashem are part of the Gimel Midas Arachimim? We have a klal. You're not allowed to be Hagias Hashem B'Seis. You're not allowed to say the Shem Havaya. It's Usser, it's an Isser to say the Shem Havaya the way it's written. Instead, we say the Shem Adnes. So how can the Shem Havaya possibly be one of the Gimel Arachimim? We can never say it. So what are you going to tell me? Well, we'll read it Adnes, Aleph Dalet, Nun Yud, like we always read the Shem Havaya. So that's good elsewhere, but when it comes to Yigamu Midas Arachimim, the Gemara says specifically, it's Yasu Lefanei Kaseder Hazeh. You have to say it the way it's written, the way I'm telling you. And Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu Shem Havaya. So if you taught him to say the Shem Havaya, and we're saying Shem Anus, we're not doing it the way it was taught. So we're not really being Mekayim, the Yigamu Midas Arachimim Kaseder Hazeh. So how do we ever have a Kiyam B'Shlemus of Yigamu Midas Arachimim if we say the Shem Anus instead of the Shem Havaya? He wants to prove from there that the two Hashem Hashems are not part of the Gimel Midas Arachimim. So the question is, what is Taisus going to answer to this kasha? How could the Hashem Hashem be part of the Gimel Midas Arachimim? So I saw a very nice teretz that Archanim want to say al pi a yisoid from the Brisk Rav. I saw this in the Sefer Gvaris Yitzchak from Rabbi Yitzchak Saratzkin Shlita and the Sefer Imre Chain from Rabbi Yehuda Levenberg Shlita. They both say the same idea al pi the Brisk Rav. The Brisk Rav in Hilchos Avodah Zarah says a Gvalik yisoid in understanding the idea of Loikishani Nichtav Ani Nikro. We learn off from a pasuk in the Gemara Kiddushin that whenever it says the Shem Havaya, we don't read it as Havaya, we read it as Adnes. And the Biskrav explains that this is not like a regular Kriya Chsiv that we normally have. A regular Kriya Chsiv, we don't need a special pasuk telling us how to read it. There's a Messiah how to read it. Over here, the Torah has a drasha that teaches us that it's read Shem Adnes and not Shem Havaya. So the Biskrav says this is fundamentally different than a regular Kriya Chsiv. A regular Kriya Chsiv, there's a Chsiv, it's written one way, and the Torah says, ignore the way it's written, and read it differently, read a Baal Peh. We're not reading the word in the Torah, we're reading a Baal Peh. We shouldn't talk about how you're allowed to read a Baal Peh, but it's a Kriya Baal Peh. We're not reading what it says in the Torah. But Zakhtar Biskarov, when it comes to the Shem Havai and Shem Anis, this is not a Kriya Chsiv. We're not reading the word Adnes Baal Peh instead of reading the word in the Torah, but rather the Torah is mechadish that this is gufu the kriya of the Shem Havaya. Torah is mechadish that these letters Yud Kei Vav Kei are read Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's how those letters are read. There's a new kriya to the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, and when we say the word Adnes, we're actually reading those letters that are written in the Torah. Gemara Gechirush and the Biskarav, he says it Lagabi Megadif, another inyanim. That's what he wants to say. So based upon that, the Zachronim want to say that would answer the kasha of the Nodi Behuda. When we say the Shem Havaya and we read it Adnes, that is Keseder Hazeh. We are doing the Keseder Hazeh. We are doing it the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it, even though Hashem said the Shem Havaya, we are saying the Shem Havaya. Reading Adnes is Gufei Kriya. That is a Kiyam of a Kriya of Shem Havaya. That, Luchar, would be a Teretz to the Kasha of the Nodi Behuda. Now, this Yosaita, the Brisk Rav, is not so pashut. It seems to be Taliana Machlekes of the Kanmainim. If you look in the Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, he says a fascinating thing. He says, he's talking about what is the proper Nikud, the proper nakudas when we say the Shem Adnes, whenever we say it in davening or whatever, or in laning, how are you supposed to be menakedit? So he says that the normal nikud is that the aleph of Adnes is with a patach, it's a. But he says, but what happens if it's written havaya, and you're reading it Adnes, then what is the nikud of the aleph? So he says that some achrenim say it's still going to be with an patach, it would be a, but some achrenim say that no, then when it's written as havaya and you're reading it as Adnes, there are those who say that the nikud of the aleph will follow the nikud of the yud of Shem Havaya. Whatever the nikud is of that yud, that will become the nikud of the aleph, and it won't be with a patach. it will follow the nikud of the letter Yud of the Shem Havaya. And the Gra over there in the Bir HaGra asks on the Magen Avraham, he says, how could that be? Why would you follow the nikud of the Shem Havaya when you're reading Adnas? By every Kri Chsiv, we never follow the Ksiv. The Kri has its own nikud, and it doesn't make a difference what the nikud of the Ksiv is. That doesn't make any difference. We're talking about the Kri, not the Ksiv. So over here also, if you're reading it as Adnas, the nikud should be an Aleph, like the Adnas should be. Why would we be concerned with the nikud of the Shem Havaya the way it's written? That's the Gra's Kasha in the Magen Avraham. What's the pshat in the Magen Avraham? L'chayr, the pshat is that the Magen Avraham is understanding, like the Brisker Rav, that this is not a regular Kriya Chsiv. This is a special din that when we say Anus, we're actually reading the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, and therefore there would be a svara that the Nikud of the Aleph would follow the Nikud of the Yud, because we're reading that Yud, we're reading it as an Aleph, but perhaps the Nikud would follow the Nikud of the Yud. That is L'chayr pshat in the Magen Avraham. So the Gra, who doesn't say that, the Gra who has a kasha in the Magen Avraham, seems to not hold of this Yisrael of the Brisker Rav. He understands that the din that you read Shem Havaya Zanis is similar to regular Kriya Chsiv. It's not that we're reading what's in the Torah, but it's sort of a Kriya, it's a different Kriya Baal Peh, different from the Ksav, the way it's written in the Torah, similar to regular Kriya Chsiv. So if that's the case, in Kenim Hadvarim, so then the Kasha and the Yehuda will come back on the Gra. How could you say that the Shem Hashem, Hashem Hashem, is part of the Yigil Amidah Sarachimim, L'char, it's not Keseder Hazeh, you're not saying the Shem Havaya, you're saying the Shem Adnas. So we want an answer to the Biskarov that the Adnas is a Kri of Shem Havaya. That's good for reading the Shem Havaya, but the Gra doesn't seem to hold that way because he holds it's a regular Kri of Siv. It's not a Kri of the word in the Torah, but it's a Kri of Baal Peh. So Lefi that, the Kasha of Nadi Yehuda would remain. So it could be that is why the Gra L'shitasai didn't want to learn that the Yigil Amidah Sarachimim start with Hashem Hashem, because they can't start with Hashem Hashem, because then you're never doing a Keseder Hazeh, and therefore he says it starts with Kel, starts in the Midah of Kel. Hashem Hashem is talking not one of the Yigil Amidah Sarachimim, because that would never be Keseder Hazeh, because he doesn't understand it like the Brisker Rav, that it's a Kriya of the Ksiva. That could be the marker of the Shita Sagra, but Lefido Taisus, who holds that it starts from Hashem Hashem, from the Yigil, that is the beginning, Yigil Amidah Sarachimim, Taisus could hold like the side of the Brisker Rav, that the Kriya of Anus is a Kriya of the Shem Havaya, that's how we read those letters, and therefore it is Keseder Hazeh, and that would be a kiyum of the Gimel Midas Arachimim, the way it was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu.